Ahkam in brief. Taqleed. Allah the Almighty has entrusted every sane, capable, and mature person to implement the religious legal rules and obligations, which the Prophet and his holy progeny, peace be upon them, used to teach the people. However, in our time, in the time of the absence of our Imam, we have to look for these rulings, or ahkam, through other means. What are these means? A mukallaf, or an accountable person, has several ways to know the ahkam. First, he can either refer to the original resources and conduct the ahkam by himself. However, this requires a high academic qualification called ijtihad, or independent reasoning. Obtaining this degree requires a long journey of thoroughly studying Islamic jurisprudence, hadith, the Arabic language, and several other Islamic sciences. A mujtahid, or one who has obtained the degree of ijtihad, is comparable to a senior legislator who lays down the constitutional laws of a country. But not everyone can attend the Islamic seminary or hawza and become a mujtahid. So, what is the alternative? There is another way, which is called taqleed, or following, performed by the majority of believers. So let's talk about taqleed. What is taqleed? Taqleed is to choose a mujtahid who meets certain qualifications and to follow his views in Islamic laws. This mujtahid is called marja al-taqleed, or simply, the marja. Well, what are the characteristics and qualifications of a marja? First, he has to be a mujtahid, or in other words, qualified to exercise ijtihad. Second, we have to be certain that this mujtahid is the most knowledgeable amongst all mujtahids. Third, a mujtahid must be just. This means he must have such piety and virtues so as to refrain from forbidden acts and perform his obligatory acts. Fourth, a marja must be male. Both men and women have to follow the male mujtahid. Fifth, a marja must be alive. It is not permissible to follow a dead marja, except in one special condition. Some other requirements for one to qualify as a marja are having reached puberty, bulugh, intellect, aql, faith, iman, legitimacy of birth, and retentive memory. Now, how can we identify these qualifications in a person? The first method is that we ourselves become certain that a said person is a mujtahid, and he is the most knowledgeable and meets all the requirements. This needs to have enough scientific knowledge that allows us to identify these qualifications. But if we don't have such knowledge, the testimony of two just, reliable, and honest experts is enough for recognition. Some jurists consider even one testimony permissible. A question. What if experts don't agree on one marja? For example, if one expert considers a mujtahid to be most knowledgeable, and another expert testifies for another as being so. If this is the case, you have to consider the testimony of the more qualified expert, whose view makes you certain and confident. Now that we're done with the general points of taqleed, let's dive into some of the finer issues. If the marja loses any of the qualifications, one is no longer allowed to follow him. For example, if another marja becomes the most knowledgeable, one must switch to that marja. If the marja dies, we have to refer to the most knowledgeable living marja. If he allows us, we can continue to follow the deceased marja's rulings. But in the latest and contemporary issues, we have to refer to the living marja. After thorough effort, a marja may not reach a conclusion in a certain issue. Thus, he may not give his view on it, or may take a precautionary approach, which in fiqh is called obligatory precaution, or ahwat wujubi. In both instances, and for the relevant issue only, we are allowed to refer to the second most knowledgeable mujtahid after our marja. A believer must learn the rules he frequently needs. For example, trade and commerce rules for a merchant, marriage rules for spouses, and tahara and prayer rules for all believers. At what age does a person have to perform taqleed? At the age of puberty, a sane person is entrusted to adhere to the religious legal rules. The sign of puberty in a female is the completion of 9 lunar years. And in a male, one of these three signs: growth of rough pubic hair around the genital area, seminal discharge while awake or asleep, the completion of 15 lunar years. Note that a lunar year is about 11 days shorter than a solar year. Now, how can we know the fatwas of our marja? To implement the ahkam according to your marja's view, you have to make sure and be certain that you're getting the ahkam from a reliable source. A marja typically publishes his legal views in a book usually known as Al-Risala Al-Amaliya, or the practical guide in which he explains the legal issues. You can consult this book, but if you don't find the issue you're looking for, or don't understand the explanation given, you would need help from an expert. Make sure that the book edition is the latest issued by your marja. You can also contact the marja's office by paying them a visit, phoning, or sending in your question. Another option is to ask a reliable scholar who knows your marja's legal views.